Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Trayvon. Hey, Trayvon. I know you up in heaven right now walking on gold, little bruh. I know you walking on gold, bro. And I know you so proud, man, how strong your family is, homie. I know you is. I just want to tell you something, bro.
You'll forever live on.
Live on.
Forever live on.
Live on.
You'll forever live on.
Live on.
Forever live on.
Live on.
You can just kill somebody and get out the same night. Every dog that you see that ball, don't mean that he bite. And everything that's black ain't even, everything that's pure ain't white. Cause you think that I'm doing wrong, don't mean that you right. Cause the ones that you think that won't, is the ones that might. Certain people in this world, the system don't like. Where you live and what you work is how they value your life.
God's son Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
They say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. If I can, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. But don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates
from my women. While we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since the man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Team Ready to Cut already. Welcome to The Cut. Goes down every Wednesday night. Y'all got to excuse me. I was picking up a couple of the lines there. Goes down every night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you. Other homie host Golden Fleece is actually out at a rally right now doing the Trayvon Martin rally and the protesting out there in Orlando, Florida. So I don't know if you guys know, if you've been tuning into the show, he kind of lives right around where that whole situation happened. So when it first went down, he was kind of like, whoa, I can see this outside my window. So he definitely, you know, kind of kept us in the loop as far as how things going around, things are going down around that side of the town. So it's pretty crazy out there. He told me a lot of things in text messages this week, things that I was not happy about, but, you know, I can't do anything about him. So, but what I can do is do what we're going to do tonight, which is actually open the phone lines that you guys call in and speak about how your opinions are, your state, your views about the Stand Your Ground laws and about the Zimmerman trial and all of that. So tonight we're not going to talk about music. We're not doing music tips. We're not doing anything but talking about the Zimmerman trial, because that's what's important right now. It's a big deal. It definitely is a big deal. So I want to hear what everybody has to say. Don't get out of here now, because, you know, don't cut up though. But we do want to hear what everyone has to say. We value and we will respect each other tonight, and all is well. So 760-913-4119. Already have at least 3 or 4 people on the line, so we will bring you guys on shortly to do these calls. Opening the show, I played the Plies record, Trayvon Martin tribute. So when it first went down, Plies came out and did a record for Trayvon Martin. It was a touching record, and he's really good at doing these type of records, soul-searching type of records. So Plies is not just about the club. He actually does great music, and one of the records I said he played, again, with Trayvon Martin tribute. So if you haven't heard that, go to YouTube or Google so you can check out that record. Also, Young Jeezy dropped a record this week, tribute for Trayvon Martin as well. And keep in mind that these are artists that don't really have to gain any type of recognition. They're not doing it for publicity. They are where they are. This is something that really touches a lot of people and it hits home. It touches black people, white people. It touches mothers. It touches fathers. I mean, it's pretty crazy. So I had an opportunity today to read a lot of celebrity comments and, you know, the regular people too, but just to hear different sides of politicians and lawyers from all different races and backgrounds and demographics. It was really crazy to see, you know, what was said and what wasn't said. So, you know, I want to know what you guys think. Again, we're not going to talk too much. I'm not going to do too much of the talking. 760-913-4119. I want to know what you guys think. So before I bring anybody on the line, I'm actually going to go ahead and play that Young Jeezy record I was telling you about. Well, you know what? Let me tell you this. For anybody that's tuning in for the first time tonight, this is G14 Ready to Cut. Again, doing something different tonight, but otherwise, every Wednesday night we do a broadcast, The Cut Music. This is via Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com. So you do want to go ahead and check out that website as well. A lot of people were on there debating, and it was really interesting. So that's Jermaine Dupri's network, and this is the station. So that's how we do it. So I'm going to go ahead and play this record by Young Jeezy, because again, I think it's so important that we reflect on what's happening right now in the nation. It's pretty crazy. There's really no other way to explain it. In fact, no, I'm not going to do the Jeezy record right now. I'm going to do another Plies record, and then we're going to come back with that Jeezy tribute, because I see it's still doing its loading process here. So, all right, 760-913-4119. Let's get in the queue. You want to be heard? You want to state some opinions? You want to state what you've been debating on Facebook and Twitter? Don't do no arguing. Just come on the line. Let's do it respectfully. Let's talk about it, all right? Let's go.
Wonder if he brought me this far to drop me off here. I know it seems sometimes like life ain't fair. They say the only thing you can count on this world is prayer. I prayed so much I thought that God couldn't hear. Cause I done been through so much bullshit this past year. It's hard to find motherfuckers not as sincere. The streets make it so hard for you to think clear. I give up all this shit to have my brother here. Took her mama alive. I just held the phone and listened to her cry. She kept repeating herself, all she asked was why. Could only imagine what she going through on the inside. Cause when my brother went to prison, half me died. Ain't no more precious in the world, a homie than life. Gotta take the good with the bad and take it in stride. The right amount of pressure can make you commit suicide. Imagine pressure on a nigga who can't provide. When everything going wrong, it's hard to do right. You going through it right now, all I wanna say is
already. G14 ready to cut back this Wednesday night. Like I said, doing a little different tonight is Trayvon Martin. We would talk about the Zimmerman trial. We're going to talk about the Trayvon Martin. We're going to talk about the stand your ground laws, and that's just what we're going to do straight like that. I actually have a couple of people on the line right now. Hopefully they don't, you know, nothing happens, and they're willing to speak, and all is well, and let's go. We got the first caller that I'm going to go ahead and bring on, and this is actually Spotlight. I'm familiar with Spotlight from Global 14 Community. How are you?
Hi, baby girl.
Got you on live. Thank you so much for calling in to voice your opinion and stance about this tragedy, this American history right now that's taking place, and it's really crazy. I want to know, what was your reaction, or did you have one when you heard the verdict on Saturday evening? What was your reaction
Tears.
To that?
I didn't say anything. I melted. Like, tears just dropped from my face because all I could think about was the injustice, and then a mother fighting for justice. And not only was she just, like, slapped in the face, it was, like, not just her, but Black America. It was, like, at that point, I'm like, do we even have value in our society? Are we even, you know, are we even looked at as potential people that can do great things? Or instantly, if our color is dark, or are we always a threat where they're just looking to be like, ah, oh, you know, I'm just going to do this just to do this to you because I can. And it was just, I cried and I thought about it. I sat down and I was just like, wow, you know, my son's 16. He has one more year of high school. So I was thinking it could happen to mine. It's crazy because it made me actually look at the laws in Atlanta where I stay, and they have a stand your ground law here where you could be in a parking lot and somebody could pull out a gun and kill you because they felt threatened. And my thing is, once I die, you only can use the voice of the person who say, she attacked me. They could sit there and scratch theyself up. I don't know what they could do. But the whole point is she attacked me. But they could kill me in a parking lot. And because they could say I felt threatened, I got out of my car, she was coming towards me, so I pulled my gun out and I killed her. And it could be easily like they were just being malicious or just being nasty. But, I mean, it's like when I see stuff like that, I'm like, wow, I never knew that I lived in a place like that myself. I didn't know that could happen. Now, that's scary. I have a son here. So it not only was it heartbreaking, but it made me do some research myself on where am I at, where am I living at, what's the laws around me, how protected am I and my family. So, yeah.
Most definitely. I totally can relate to what you're saying, and I think it's awesome that you took this opportunity to not only say, you know, oh my gosh, this is happening right now. Wait a minute, let me look into what's going on where I'm at, because I need to be aware. I need to know where I stand, where we face, and like you said, your son being of that age. I was in the lobby of a hotel in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I had just happened to walk in, and they had just, like, literally announced it at that moment. And what was kind of crazy was Jadakiss was actually there as well, and everybody was just like, whoa, you know, and everybody stopped and was like, whoa, this is crazy. And the whole hotel, it's a huge hotel, the whole lobby stopped, and everybody, the staff, everybody just stopped in their tracks and stared at the screen, and it was really crazy, and not one person in there was you know, pleased with the outcome. And we said last week on the show, Golden and myself, that we weren't optimistic as to where the child was going, so it wasn't a shock, but it was still a shock, you know what I'm saying? So it is a heartbreaking situation. A lot of people were heartbroken, and it's just, you know, it's, how do you think that, what do you think it's going to take to, well, let me ask you this. Do you think it's a black and white thing? I'm seeing this whole outcry of it being not, no, it's not a race thing. It is a race thing. What do you think it is? If you could say, I do feel race was involved, what would you say?
I mean, of course. Even in the phone call conversation, you know, he let it be known. And I understand they weren't supposed to, quote unquote, use race at that trial, but I believe the word he used was coon, but they couldn't say that, so they said punk instead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, because if it's not of race, then why can't you just say this kid? Why did you put race in it? And I mean, it's just obvious. It's crazy, but, I mean, even when you think about our history, how we were able to be hung at a time, how we had to march for rights. Right now, if you don't want to think race had a lot to do with it, right now they're trying to abolish certain voting rights that we have in these southern states because they feel like if they got control over it, they don't have to have the minority vote anymore. They could put in place stuff that will hinder us, like some of our black men may have been incarcerated, so they can't vote. Just little things they want to put in. It's not like a total shocker because I've already seen it with the Obama trying to run. I watch it, and every time you call them on it, they always say it's not race, it's not race. When I say them, I like to say them because not all white people are like that. And there are a lot of white people in the world that do care and they do have common sense and they would like to see everybody that's decent have a good crack at life. But then there are those who still hold on to those old antics of feeling like I got to feel above something and I could always feel above them. History speaks that I'm above them. My ancestors slayed them. They were always beneath us. They had to fight for things. If we can keep them under our foot, it keeps more jobs for our people. There are still some people out there like that. And every chance they get to show that strong arm, they throw it. But I think the Trayvon Martin case is another one of those moments. I mean, you had an all-white jury there. They said one woman was black and Hispanic, but I saw her face. If she had any black in her, it was way down. Because she was way more Hispanic looking than anything, or white per se. There was nobody on that jury of his peers. When you say you got to give me a jury of my peers, that means it should be some black people on there. It should be some males. It should be some black women. Those are of my peers. That's not of my peers. That's not a fair shake. Because they make him relate to being the white lady in the elevator that gets scared and hold her pocketbook when the black guy goes into the elevator as well. Mm-hmm. They could relate more to a Zimmerman than they would be able to relate to being a black person that ain't did anything and you still being watched in a store while you trying to buy some shoes. I'm not finna steal your earrings, but they all on you looking. Because you're black, maybe you're going to take something. They don't understand that experience of being a black male and the cops stop you and you've done nothing wrong, but they already just suspicious because your car looks too nice. You're riding in a, is that a Lexus? Oh, we beep, beep, pull over. You must have slept. So they don't understand our struggle, and they don't understand a lot of the things that we've been through. And they look at it from this eye of, well, it was law, we had to. Yeah, but my thing is, he was disqualified when they told him don't pursue him. Okay, I could give it if he didn't pursue him and Trayvon came knocking on his window and pulled him up out the car, or, and there was witnesses like the man wanted to. But you, once they told you do not pursue him, you disqualified. For saying I defended myself. You went after a fight and lost a fight. That don't give you a right to kill someone. So it's just, when I tell you, I have to take a deep breath when I think about it, because I'm like, wow, you know, all I can think about is how she feels and the mom feels and the father feels. And I could just see them with this emptiness and feeling like the world has let them down. The justice system has let them down. And no matter how they fought for their son, I tried. And I still couldn't get them to bring you justice. Leave this gaping hole, not only in his parents, but in black society. And we fight, we can march, we do all of this stuff. But then they're like, yeah, but what we say is done. It is what it is. It's just like, is there no police that polices the justice system? Should there be laws that if the justice system isn't set up right, should there be something in place where it's redo, we're going to redo this, unright. But it's set up where once it says what it says, not only if you go to civil, the whole point is I can never come back and try you on killing my son, but that's what you did. So how do I get that justice? And, I mean, who wants a few dollars when you can't see your child, when you can't hold them, you can't watch them grow, and you get no grandkids? Money ain't everything. When you lose the best part of you, then you realize money is really nothing important other than survival. So I'm talking too much.
No, you're fine. This is what tonight is about, and I thank you for sharing that with us and all of our listeners. And, you know, we have other callers on the line, and I can't wait to about them the opportunity also to say what they feel about the case. It's important. We need to talk about it. It needs to be talked about, and it needs to be done in the healthiest manner that it can be done, because I've seen some vicious, some horrible things online this week that just made me be done with social networks altogether. And anybody that knows me in person and knows me from this show knows I can't stand social networks anyway. So to add all of this with the networks and people's freedom of speech, I kind of was done with everybody. But I appreciate you for calling in, and I hope you'll stay on the line to, if you want to come back on and speak on as we get more into it, and other people state their, you know, what they feel and they think. And you know, I hope that you'll stay on the line. If you want to come back on, you can. So thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye, Onyx.
Okay, that was Spotlight. Everybody that's tuning in for the first time again, G14 Ready to Cut tonight, Trayvon Martin Zimmerman trial.
stand your ground rules, anything surrounding all of that. It's been a crazy week this week with news. Saturday, the verdict was announced. The amendment was announced, not guilty of nothing. No manslaughter, no murder, no nothing. So I want to take another call right now from somebody that I do know. I'm so happy that it's people I know, too, because I know these people. So it's like it's great to hear their standpoint and how they feel about it, because I value their opinions and I respect them as a person. So this is Ty Gibson. He's from Austin, Texas. I'm going to bring him on live right now. What's up, Ty?
Hey, good evening, everybody. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you for calling.
I was just going to say that I'm actually from Maryland, but I have relocated to Austin, Texas.
Okay. I need to.
Two
yes.
I got to shout out the DMV because those are my roots.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Most definitely cannot forget the DMV. So, Ty, tell me where were you when you heard about the Zimmerman verdict and give me your first reaction of what it was for you.
Yeah, I was actually just kicking it in my bedroom, flipping through the TV. And, to be honest with you, Onyx, I really haven't paid too much attention to it because it was just didn't have a good feeling from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I am a white American, and I appreciate the previous caller not putting all white people in the same category. That does mean a lot, because that is it can be a touchy subject. But either way, yeah, I was just flipping through the channels and came across I think it was CNN or Headline News, one or two, and as soon as I turned to the channel, the verdict was announced. And my initial reaction, I felt sick to my stomach. The parts that I did pay attention to, the one part I didn't get, and if had I been a juror or an investigator, as soon as Mr. Zimmerman was told not to leave the car, but he decided to do that, and, I'm looking at it like a grown man following a teenager in the dark, in the rain. If I put myself in Trayvon Martin's shoes, a grown man coming up from behind me in the dark, I mean, you have to be ready to protect yourself. And and that right there is kind of where I was like, I don't even need to hear anymore. He admitted that he said he got out the car to ask Trayvon Martin what street they were on, I believe is what they said. And, this guy's been living there for 4 years, and there's only three streets in the neighborhood. And so that's a clear lie. I don't really know what his motive was, but definitely wasn't of good intent, and that's where it would have been over for me. So that was really disappointing to hear that. Maybe Trayvon Martin was beating this guy up. I mean, and rightfully so.
Absolutely.
At night, and so I was lucky enough to grow up in a very diverse area. I have friends of all races, and this, I can't put myself in a minority shoe at all. I never have. I'm a white guy. But but I do feel I have a lot of empathy, and it's a sore subject, and it makes me wonder what kind of society we live in. What is next? What does the future hold for anybody?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what your race is, and it's just like I said, I still have a sour stomach.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Alex. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And most definitely. And I can't agree with you more. My main thing is just the fact that, clearly they said do not follow the dude, and he going to keep following. Like, I think that is the number one thing for me. Even, Donald Trump. And, I don't even rock with, I don't know if you know, but Trump be off the chain, but he said something important this week, and he'd be killing me. I remember when the Obama election was going on, he wanted birth certificates, and he was just doing the most.
Right,
and I was like,
right.
Look, buddy, please chill out. So I can't stand him. Even though he got his money, I couldn't stand him. But this time, like, he even said himself, like, wait a minute, Zimmerman don't need to be walking these streets. He was like, he don't need to walk around. Like, he's an angel, and he's free to go and do about as he please, because he still was wrong. He was like, the justice is what it was, and the court, it was what it was, but he shouldn't have followed that boy. So I really appreciate, at the end of the day, no matter what the race was or whatever, we're going to say it, how it went down, I appreciate people at least acknowledging that simple fact. And like you said, after that, we didn't need to hear anything else. And that's exactly how I felt. Once I heard him keep falling, I said, oh, well, that's a done deal. So, but it wasn't. And so I think that's one of the main things for me watching that was just like, oh, my God, like, really? This is, you know, it just said me.
I do appreciate you having me on the show. I want to leave y'all with a couple of side notes. You know, I try not to pay attention to any kind of negative energy, and I know a lot of people. I don't know if they'll disagree with me because of you know who I am and where I am, but it's important for people to still celebrate diversity because that is what keeps this world moving. You know, and to stay positive. You know, I can't stress that enough. I mean, and it's much easier said than done. Trust me, you know, I'm involved with the music business. A lot of people, you know, try to do you wrong and don't even try to disguise it. And it's tough to deal with, but you know, just the everyday struggles that everyone goes through, if you can find one small positive thing, you know, you gotta dig at that, you know, and you gotta make that what it's about. And that's me.
I know that's right. Amen.
Yeah, and shout out to D14, by the way.
And shout out to you as well and G-Jack, which is your artist. I can't wait to see you guys. I'll be in the ATX next month, so I'll be touching down.
August 23rd, right?
August 23rd is when I touch down. The show is the 24th, so I will be there, and I can't wait to see you guys and link up and all of that. So I love what you said about celebrating diversity. Thank you so much.
You
it means a lot to
you
me.
All right, well, Anik, you keep doing your thing, and I'm actually going to stay on the line. I want to hear what everyone else has to say. So let's keep it peaceful as possible.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. All right.
Alrighty, that was Ty Gibson calling from Maryland, from the DMV, holding it down, but in Austin, Texas at the moment. So I appreciate him coming on. Like he said, white male, older, still sick to his stomach as well. Whether race is a factor or not, he clearly said once, they said he was being followed and, you know, don't follow him, and he's done with it. He said he didn't need to hear anything else, and so he's as well someone who's not pleased with the outcome of the verdict, and here we are today. So thank you, Ty, for that and for leaving that positive message on the way out. What I want to do, we have a couple more calls. We have about two or three. We have some people listening, so I think we got two for sure that are going to say something. I'm going to go ahead and play Young Jeezy's tribute record, It's a Cold World. Y'all know he's one of my favorite artists, so I had the opportunity to pick this up. The minute that I saw it, I said, oh, I got to see what Jeezy was talking about. And it's not just because he is my favorite artist, but because the reason why he's one of my favorite artists is because he definitely knows how to deliver and really make you feel what he's saying. He has great records, and it's just passionate. And I'm sure this came from nothing but a place of kind heart and genuine, and just, you know, he definitely didn't mean to do this for publicity, so I wanted to make that be known on his behalf. You know, I don't know him. I wanted to let it be known on his behalf. This is not one of those publicity stunts. Jeezy is not hurting for nothing. So, but this is Young Jeezy, It's a Cold World. This is the Trayvon Martin tribute that he did once the verdict was announced for Zimmerman. Not guilty, nothing, no manslaughter, no murder, no nothing. Come back, G14 Ready to Cut, with more calls.
Cold world, it's a cold world. 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 It's a changed man. It's a cold world.
It's a cold world. It's a cold world.
Welcome back to G4T Radio. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Like I said, tonight's a little bit different, homie. The other host, Golden Fleece, is not on the line with me. He's actually at a rally in Orlando, Florida for Trayvon Martin. I know Sharpton, Al Sharpton, is going to be out there, and they're supposed to do another march and more protesting on Saturday at the courthouse. So he is out there putting in some work. He's going to try to call in and see if he can get a couple of people that are out there to speak, but we're not sure how that's going to work. It's pretty loud out there. Doesn't sound like we're going to be able to have it a clear broadcast for you guys. So, you know, we'll just have him come back and tell us about that, what's going on out there. So it's nice to, you know, that we can have somebody there to touch on the mood of the crowd, and hopefully they're keeping the peace and all as well. So I want to thank two people for coming on and speaking, Spotlight from Global 14 and Ty Gibson, who I happen to know as well. So thank you guys for voicing your stance and your opinion on the case, the Zimmerman trial. That's what we're talking about tonight. It's very important that we talk about it. We can't sweep it under the rug. And we had to do this. You know, we didn't have guests. We couldn't do anything but talk about this tonight. So I actually do have someone else on the line who I know. I'm so glad. I'm happy for you guys to call in tonight. Thank you. So I'm not talking to myself. We have Mr. Cartier on the phone live with us right now. What's good?
Yo, 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 yo.
What's going on, man? Nothing. You see, I don't do no warnings. I just bring you live, and that's it.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody expressing themselves and, you know what I'm saying, talking about how they feel. It's been crazy for everybody in the world right now, really. All across the U.S. especially. So I'm just listening to music. It's crazy. That was my first time actually hearing that Jeezy song. So I appreciate you for laying that down, because I got a lot of respect for that man, too.
Most definitely. I think I can definitely sense there's more to come. I'm sensing books and movies and all kind of things surrounding Trayvon Martin. I've been saying that since it dropped.
Oh, yeah.
And not that my word is bomb, but this is just one of those type of stories. Absolutely.
This is our next Emmett Till, you know what I'm saying? That's
absolutely.
When the civil rights jumped off. So I'm hoping that maybe, you know what I'm saying, we could gain that same momentum from our generation, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, it's, you know, I want to ask you, I told this, I don't know if he was on the line earlier, but I was telling everybody where I was when I heard the verdict, and I was in the lobby of a hotel, and everyone in there stopped in their tracks, and it was just nothing but silence and eyes wide and just a horrible mood that kind of just fell over the whole, area. So I want to ask you, where were you, and you know, what was your reaction at the time when you heard about the no guilty?
I was just coming in the house, and I got my CNN ticker on my Android, and it was saying that I was about to get a verdict, and I ran in the house and jumped on CNN, and they announced it, and my heart stopped. I mean, like I think everybody else did. Like, you wouldn't have never expected that of all things. Of mm-hmm. all things, nobody would have expected a not guilty. Like, you see the poster, Mike Vick going to jail for 2 years, the lady going to jail for 20 years for shooting warning shots, and mm-hmm. somebody actually get killed. And, you know what I'm saying, they go home the next day. It was crazy. It was crazy. I got two little boys. I was afraid for my sons. I was afraid for anybody with children. More or less, they walk around with a hoodie. I walk around with a hoodie. Everybody walk around with a hoodie. I'm sure George Zimmerman got a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's what he about to wear every day now.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was real shocked. But more or less, I'm from a tougher generation. I mean, you see how respectfully our chief keeps how our younger people act these days. So I'm one of the ones that's under no illusion about where I'm at in the United States either, and what's mm-hmm. going on here. So, you know what I'm saying? I really kind of felt like this was a chance for them to kind of show us the position that we always been in, or where we mm-hmm. thought we would get some type of justice and things like that. And it was gonna be a smack in the face for us or whatnot, and it was just that. It was just a smack in the face for you know what I'm saying, all those people, from Martin to Malcolm, Minister Farrakhan, to all those people, Jesse, all those mm-hmm. people who are actually out here doing something, trying to keep, you know what I'm saying, keep something alive and keep our generation kind of conscious of what's happening or whatever, or what we need to be moving forward in. It was kind of a smack in the face to all those people for the work that they've been doing. But again, I ain't under no illusion about where I'm at
mm-hmm.
at all, by any means. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping, like I said, I hope that this is something that more or less everybody from my generation, I'm 25, so I'm really hoping that everybody from my generation can really kind of grab together, you know what I'm saying, and move on this thing and kind of pull ourselves in a different direction instead of holding on to this type of system
mm-hmm.
and making something really happen for ourselves. So, you know what I'm saying, it's real unfortunate how it happened, but, you know, even in a negative situation, you can find something positive in it. And like I said, this is how the civil rights movement was started with Emmett Till, so I'm hoping everybody can pull together, you know what I'm saying. I'll throw a rock. I'm down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm down to throw a stick.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm doing my part, the little bit that I can at this moment, which is trying to make sure that it's important that we do this show and give everyone a voice.
This is big.
Yeah.
This is big. I mean, yo, this outlet right here is real big. That's why, you know what I'm saying, I was glad to make sure that I called in. I mean, I listen to your show every day. You know, I always text you or tweet you when I'm listening or whatnot. But this is my first time calling in because it meant something. Not that anything else never meant anything,
no,
but you know what I'm saying. This is real. This was real authentic. That somebody lost their life and somebody went home the next day
mm-hmm.
for a reason that was real blatant. I mean, if somebody tell you, if I'm down the street at Walmart and they tell you not to follow me and I get killed in the next parking lot, I mean, it's pretty blatant that you follow me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely. So I mean, you know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing that the other callers were saying prior to me, you know. So I think we all, you know what I'm saying, don't have to fool ourselves to understand the condition and the position that we in America, especially the black community. And I'm not saying that to pin anybody against each other, but I'm also saying that for people to kind of wake up and kind of see the reality of the situation,
mm-hmm.
of where we in and where we at.
Mhm. Absolutely.
So,
and I thank you, you know, again for calling in tonight and really just speaking on that and telling us how you felt. It's crazy because I was telling everyone early on the line, whoever was listening, tuning in, that I really was disgusted by the things that I read online this week, and I just couldn't deal with
it. Oh,
people,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
I saw.
Hey, I even had to put a post out there. It was crazy on Facebook and Twitter. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't even appreciate the you know what I'm saying, and some of the younger people who may not be as conscious of what's happening or the effects that they're going to have on their lives, maybe their kids' lives, or even their parents' lives as they alive right now. I mean, you would see the F Trayvon's or F this situation, or you know what I'm saying? People are just not, and I'm sitting here like, what are you talking about? This is you.
Exactly.
You are him.
Exactly. And let me just,
you know what
I'm
saying?
I'm glad you said that because it's a shame that you had to say it. But this is one of the things that really got me this week, and it just kind of burned me up because I was really tired of seeing the whole, if Jerome killed Trayvon, would we still be mad? Or black people kill black people every day, and it's not race.
That's
but
irrelevant.
Then they say a racist comment. That's what I'm saying. What I don't, and so and so died last night, and we ain't talking about it. Like, wait a minute, let's
learned
stop
that
and
behavior.
Think about what we're doing. Right. Let's talk about what's going on. Like, really? Like, we're talking about a case that's been brought to light. That happened when it happened. It's here, and this is what we're discussing. To say that we don't rally and get crunked up or whatever the words that was used for black on black and this and that, like, that was crazy to me. We always be on the show going in about the people need to stop killing and stuff. We've never not done our part. People just didn't care and didn't listen.
Straight up. This is
on the media. It's like, people do get killed every day, and it is a lot of crime, and white people kill black people, and white people kill white people, and black people kill black people. But to say that nobody made a fuss about it because it didn't make it to the White House is ignorant to me. So to see all these people saying, would you still care if Jerome? Of course I would care, because Jerome shouldn't have followed. Either way it goes, nobody should have been following him. And that's just that's what it is. I mean, it just, like Ty said, and spotlight that everybody has agreed at this point. Why did you follow? Like, no, absolutely
I've been telling
not.
People, it doesn't really matter. It does, but it doesn't. It don't really matter if the common man is racist or not. It really matters if the person who's about to judge between us is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put an element of six women, I went to six. It was six up there, right?
Mm-hmm. I believe it was six.
It was six. So you put that many women up there, and you put not one that is, you're supposed to be judged by your peers or your community, and there wasn't one black woman up there. So you know what I'm saying? That was a fork in the game from the beginning to not even place her, but you put a Hispanic woman who can identify with his plight, his struggle in America, but you not put a black woman who can, you know what I'm saying, relate to Trayvon or whatnot. They should have been judged by people from that county, more or less, from that city or that state.
Mm-hmm.
They picked people who couldn't even identify. I mean, you when you listen to the rhetoric of the people, they talk like the environment. They use words like environment, which proves that they couldn't even identify to the streets or any type of lifestyle that man may have lived. They couldn't even identify. They talk like the way he may have lived or the way he or where he comes from or something like that. If you can't relate to that, you can't judge that.
Absolutely.
So I mean, I feel like it was set up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They played on the basis of, okay, we're gonna put moms out here. We're gonna put a feminine perspective out here or whatnot like that. But they didn't stay all the way true to it. I'm listening.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I just wanted to chime in because you're exactly right. I actually had a conversation with a coworker this week who is a white woman, older woman of two teenage girls, and she was like, you know, I did some research on these witnesses, and we talked about it, and, you know, one of them was one who had always had trouble with, you know, who had actually pressed charges on a black teenager before, so she already had a negative outlook on black young boys, and one of them was always getting her home. You know, she just seen them out in the neighborhood vandalizing. So these are negative perspectives.
Out there.
Yeah, these are people that have already had a certain
Paula
perspective.
Dean.
on it, basically. You know, like, you know, so they already had, and there was just all kind of different. I can't remember the breakdown, but we sat there and we were like, yeah, and this was this, and we really, like, talked about it at work and broke it down. We try to keep it to a minimal because, you know, you're at work and it gets great. You can't even really just be talking about all that kind of stuff at work, but we did. You know, I was in a hotel, and the TV is on 24 hours, so that's all that was in the lobby, and that's all the guests were talking about. So it's been real crazy. I don't know if everybody that's listening had an opportunity to know about that the book that got stopped before it began from Jira B37, I want to say, is what they called her, BU37 or B37. So she actually was putting out a book, you guys. She went on Anderson Cooper, late night show, and of course blacked face out and all that because she can't be seen. And she said that she was going to do a book. And she actually had a publishing company and was writing a book about her experience with the child for the past however many weeks or days or whatever. And so she's getting ready to get a book deal. She was getting a book deal to talk about her experience as a juror on this Zimmerman trial. And she, you know, she was, of course, in favor of Zimmerman at the end of it. And so once this episode aired once it went on live, Anderson Cooper, she went on live and all that, somebody's Twitter, I can't remember who it was, but she was like, oh no, we gotta shut this down. So luckily, thanks to Twitter, finally social networks coming in, sometimes they do for the better, shut that whole situation down, because people started protesting. Change.org got involved, and I don't know if anybody listening knows who Change.org is. They a beast with it. Like, if Change.org gets involved and a petition gets going, you might as well hang it up, because they shut down everything. They shut down, matter of fact, Shoddy Lowe's baby mama.
I'm registered with him.
My baby mama. Yeah, me too. Hey, me too.
Straight up.
And I pick and choose what I want to sign, but Change.org, they go in. So she got in touch with, I mean, it doesn't take them but a couple of seconds. They got that online database, and it's going down. So they shut that book down quickly, and it was like a 3-hour situation. She said it was happening, and in like 3 hours it wasn't happening no more. It was crazy. So, you know, thanks to everybody that signed the petition and started tweeting and going crazy to the publisher, saying you can't let her publish a book and profit off of, you know, this tragedy. I mean, this is crazy. If anybody needs to write a book, it definitely needs to be the Trayvon Martin family. I mean, it's just for the jurors to just come in and say, me and my husband are going to talk about, like, first of all, he wasn't even on the stand. So it just was all wrong. So I'm glad they shut that down, but, you know, she said, oh, I've decided that I'm just going to go back to my regular life about how it was before the child. Yeah, you need to do that, ma'am. So we're glad that got shut down, and it's just been a crazy week, everybody. I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like I've been seeing more in the news about shootings and more stuff being brought to the light. I saw something about a 76-year-old neighbor that shot the 12-year-old boy or 13-year-old boy because he thought he stole from him.
Innocent.
Like, he just shot him in cold blood. Like, and that was
gone.
Murder.
He's good.
Yeah, so
he's good to go now.
Yeah, and that was just crazy to me. So, of course, white, older male, and so it just makes it look bad because it's just looking like it's a constant cycle. But I do feel like I know my host who's out there in Florida once that happened, because he's in the area when it all went down.
He live out there, right?
He does, and he said that people were riding around doing their fingers with the gun, saying not guilty, not guilty, like just really cutting up out there. And I was like, wow, it's a little dangerous. Be safe, you know. So this is what's going on. I definitely felt like I was in some type of 1960s era this week. It's calmed down a little bit, but I felt like I was in that like whole era of just racial tension. You know what I mean?
I think this year we're going to really see, you know what I'm saying, and I say this and I'll let you go. I think this year, more or less, our communities and different communities are different races, but more importantly, I speak for who I am and how I got to live my life. So for the black community, I think we definitely will see our place on this planet, especially for the ones of us who are in America. And, I mean, we all know we was brought here to be slaves. And I'm not saying that to go all that deep into your show, but we all know why we was brought here, and that initiative has never changed. We are still struggling. We are still going through the same things. Just a few of us who slipped through the cracks, that don't count for a whole. we got our Oprahs, we have our OGs, but they don't, our Jay-Z's, but they don't count as a whole. They don't speak for a people. Mm-hmm. And I hope, pray, and wish that our community as a people can hold together on this situation and can really create some type of movement for that family as well as for the future of us in America. Or else, this is what we're going to continue to let happen. And it's, I'll say this, it's a good thing that some of us acted in a proper way to where we didn't start tearing up stuff. But all at the same time, how many times do we have to allow our children to die without mm-hmm. us reacting? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I'm not saying we got to go flip every car up, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But we definitely have to put ourselves in some safe form or fashion to where our opinion matters and we treat it fair on this planet. Or else, mm-hmm. I mean, this is how we're going to live the rest of our lives, your children, my children, and their children, here from today to tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Claudia, for calling in. I appreciate that. I really do, and I definitely appreciate
peace
you
and blessings.
Taking it with us every week, too. Yes, thank you so much. Shout out to everybody that's called in. Anybody else that has something that you want to say, 760-913-4119. Let me, I didn't mean to zip through that. My bad. 760-913-4119. I'm so used to just saying it. I just do it. It rolls off the tongue so easily. So, you guys, you've heard some things tonight. You've heard different stands and standpoints of a woman, two women, myself, a black male, white male. I would love to have other opinions. I have a couple people listening, a few people texting. It's important to talk about this, and it's important to have a voice to be able to be heard and speak on it. I want to actually take a quick break and come back. I want to play one of my favorite. Tonight is just a Tupac type of night. This is one of those nights where you can't play nothing. Future, I love you. I can't turn up tonight. It's none of that. It's just straight real music. It's got to be about what's going on tonight. It's Trayvon Martin, Zimmerman Child, The Verdict Was Not Guilty. Going to play this record, come back, say a couple of things, see if we have any more callers, and then wind it up for the night, okay? G14 Ready to Cut, Tupac Changes.
Another way, what's saying in the dope game? Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal. but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the king.
I gotta get paid, but that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes, can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East, and a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do, but now I'm back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and put back you up. Mobile phone, but tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. Every town number two can say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stay strapped, and I never get delayed back. Cause I always got to worry about the payback. Some fuck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, that.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
That was Tupac Changes. Definitely had to drop that record. Like I said, it's tonight's one of those nights. It's Zimmerman Trial. Speaking about that not guilty verdict, not no manslaughter, not no murder, nothing. You know, just getting his gun back free as a bird. It's a crazy week. We've had an opportunity to speak to a couple of people on the line tonight, a couple of people listening, texting, supporting, sharing the links. We appreciate you guys. Tonight is different. Again, G14 Radio Cut, the other host is supposed to touch down next week with us and speak about the things that are happening. He's going to go to some rallies and some protests out there in Florida. He actually lives not too far from where the whole Trayvon Martin tragedy took place. So he's been kind of telling me some things since it all happened, and it's just been very disturbing. It really has been. I played a couple of tribute records tonight. I want you guys to check them out. If you didn't have an opportunity to listen, you can actually go back and listen to this episode, or you can actually Google, YouTube, anything. There's a Young Jeezy called a song out now, It's a Cold World. That was the tribute to Trayvon Martin, and then also Plies also did a Trayvon Martin tribute, and these are great songs, so I want you guys to support those records and support the Martin family as well. In any way that you can, let your voice be heard and known. The best way that you know how, you are you, and only you know how to do that. I also wanted to say a couple of things. Now, there is a Black Panther flyer out right now. And let me just say this. My grandmother, whom I never met, actually, my mother's mother was a Black Panther. A lot of people don't know that. So I can get very pro this and pro that, and not more so pro black, but I'm very strong and independent woman, and now I know why, because I come from a family of women who are the same. So my grandmother was a Black Panther, and who also married a white man. So again, not race, just about, you know, trying to be about equality and making things fair and all of that. So the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party that's out right now, I saw a flyer. I don't know if it's real, but it has Zimmerman's face, and they're like, we're ready for you, we're waiting on you. And I saw all kind of threats and things, and I know that this is real, and it's going down in a crazy way and a disturbing way and from some standpoints. But, you know, I've seen some comments. I saw a comment, and I really was torn up by this because this was someone I knew, and I didn't know how to feel and how to address it. Who said you guys love that little boy so much, go lay down next to him. You know, that, I can't pretend like I didn't see that. I can't pretend like that didn't, I didn't feel some type of way when she said that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, like I said, this week the social networks has gotten the best of me, even me, one who can't be bothered by it because I log out real quick and not have nothing to say or do. But this week it got to me. Hopefully, I don't know if this flyer is going around or not, but it's going to get nasty, you guys, because if the new Black Panther Party is as acting and putting these flyers out and want it dead or alive and giving away, like if this is really what it was, you know, with Photoshop you can't tell these days, but just know that things may get worse before they get better. So, you know, people are going to gear up on both sides and both ends, and I just hate that it's come to this. I feel as though I really didn't get to say personally if I felt like it was a race thing or not. I want to say that I've always felt it was a race thing, but more so, I can't really say for sure if it was. I feel like this dude was just doing the most. He followed him. He's doing the most. He shouldn't have followed him. I feel like he was just trying to be above the law. I feel like he was just trying to act like he was running something. But clearly, during the trial and everything, all the events that took place is definitely, you know, race. And I can't, like I said, from the beginning I felt that way. I can't help that. But I am going to try to do some benefit of the doubt to you and say, I can see that maybe he just, because of the history of all of that, when they date into all that, this is just a dude that likes to act like he runs something because he has nothing else to do. He just wants to be in charge. So it very well could have just been he trying to run stuff. I don't know how he would have treated anybody else, but you follow me, I'm going to be about something too. So clearly he may have followed him as well because he is Black. But the bottom line is this. Race is definitely involved now, and it's definitely a factor. So, like Ty said earlier on the line, I hope that we can celebrate diversity and still be, I won't act like it's just been peachy clean and rainbows and kisses every day and butterflies, but I know for the most part I go to work and nobody's calling me out of my name, and you know, unwillingly. So I feel like we can still get along and work among each other and do just fine, and we can push through this because we've pushed through a lot in this country and this nation. We have a longer way to go as well, though, so it's just crazy. I mean, it's one of those things where I felt like I didn't know I would be here at this age, having to even, like, witness the whole renew of Emmett Till and just all these stories, just like the Gen of Six. I just, anytime I hear these type things, my heart just hurts because I'm like, why are we still doing this at this point, you know? And then for everybody saying that Black don't support Black and all this and, you know, Black people, y'all don't get fired up when we kill each other. Like, actually, we do. Y'all, you know, pay attention. Actually, I am upset. Anytime there's senseless killing, I'm just disappointed, no matter who it is. When it's white on white, when Casey Anthony killed her daughter, I mean, come on now. I've been upset from day one. It don't matter the race to me. I'm not feeling the murder. And another thing, I'll share this with y'all because I feel like we can do this on this show, and I feel like you know me, I'm knowing you, you tune in every week, and it is what it is. I have a brother who was actually killed and stabbed to death in 2003, so, you know, this is family, and it was through a fight. So this story, the Trayvon Martin story, really gets to me a lot because there was a struggle, and then somebody died. Because so that's exactly what happened to my brother. So I definitely care. If Jerome killed Trayvon, yes, I would care. Because it was my brother, and if whoever killed whoever, I was going to care because it's pointless, you know. The killing and all of that, I know it's not a perfect world, but, you know, let's not say go lie down next to him and why y'all care about Trayvon so much. And, you know, if you don't want to have a voice and you don't want to stand up for it, and that's fine, but don't hate on the people or talk down on people negatively that do so. This is what we want to do. We feel like we want to support the Martin family any way we can. If we want to go and march, if we want to have a tribute show and talk about it, if we want to, you know, wear a hoodie or black out the profile pic. I know that a lot of people are upset about people blacking their profile pic. Like, let people support and do what they feel in their heart is the right thing to do at the moment. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say. Tonight, and I want to thank everybody that called in and had an opportunity to speak on their stance. I hope that, you all felt comfortable and no one left uncomfortable. But this is what, you know, this show should be an open forum for you guys. And I hope that you'll tune in with us. If this is your first time tuning in, do come back next Wednesday. I hope this wasn't too somber and sad for you and put you in a sad mood, because we do have fun and do the most on here. That's in a good way. So Wednesday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, this is G14 Radio, The Cut via JermaineDupri's Global14.com. So also you can continue this conversation and more on that website. Sign up and check it out. And again, I just want to shout out everybody that called in and that's listening in and tweeting and retweeting. I really appreciate you guys. Spotlight, Ty, and Cartier for calling in and, you know, give your support the best way you can. My heart goes out to the Martin family, his mother, and just everyone. And I mean, the whole world is affected. Every race, every age, I've never seen. And it's like a good and bad thing, because you're seeing good side, you're seeing unity. I'm seeing people in hoodies, and it's just a beautiful thing. I saw people in their suits and then their hoodies, and I heard that a couple of pastors did like sermons in their hoodies that Sunday, and I just thought that was amazing to know that. Hopefully this story and this truth and what this tragedy can bring goodness and something, some type of something. For the future, I don't even know how to explain it. I'm not a good, you know, speaker when it comes to death and things like that. I really get emotional with it. So I just want to leave you guys with, you know, be as positive as you can be and do your best in life and keep God first and keep faith first. And like Ty said, he could have said it better. Celebrate diversity. Everybody's not like that. Everybody is not hateful. Everybody does not racial profile. So we do have a chance and a voice. We just have to do our best and see to it that we are always heard. So that's pretty much it tonight. Again, at Global 14, at G14 Radio. You can follow us on the Twitters and on Instagram. And I'm at Onyx254. The other host is not on the line, but he's at the Glue, T-H-A-G-O-U-E, on Twitter. And on Global 14, he's at Golden Fleece. But I'm sure if you just follow the Twitter, you can follow everything else. Shout out to the staff as well, Batos, for kicking it with us tonight. And that's pretty much it. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight, and I hope you'll be back next week for The Cut. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. We're going to wrap it up again. Thank you to everybody that called, global14.com. I think I got all my plugs in. Whoop-de-doo. I got everything done. Thank you so much, and y'all be blessed tonight.
My brother, and Father, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come.